Well, let us bow and pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Lord, again, before you, we have an opportunity, and we pray that this opportunity would not be lost to any of us.
主，我们再次有机会聚在你跟前，我们有另外一次的机会。我们求主说，对我们每一个人来说，这个机会不要溜掉。
Don't let it slip away from us.
叫我们不要从这个机会里头漏走。
Don't let our foolishness.
不要让我们自己的愚昧。
Cause us to be robbed of what you want to give us.
叫我们真的不能够得着你要给我们的。
Lord, if it's just a fragment, if it's from you, it's priceless.
主啊，只是一点点碎的，但是如果是从你而来的，对我们来讲都是无价的。
So we ask, Lord, that each of us would be attentive to you, have a heart open to you, be willing to hear you.
主啊，帮助我们每一个人，我们的心都是向你打开，我们的注意力都是很专一的向着你。我们的耳朵是要来听你。
We are trusting in you for the anointing to speak, to translate, and to hear your voice.
主，我们信靠你的膏抹，我们把讲的、翻译的、听的，你都来膏抹，我们要来听你自己的声音。
You know what we are. We're an open book to you.
主啊，你知道我们每一个人对你来讲都是一个打开的书。
So we pray, Lord, in your mercy, that you would meet with us.
所以主，我们祷告说，靠着你的怜悯，你怜恤我们。
And we commit our time to you.
主，我们把我们的时间恭敬地交给你。
And we trust in your faithfulness.
我们信靠你自己的信实。
In Jesus' precious name.
奉主耶稣宝贵的名。
We have been talking about the kingdom of God.
我们讲到神的国度。
And there may be a little bit of confusion about what is the kingdom of God exactly.
可能有一点混乱，就是说究竟神的国是什么呢？
In the scriptures, sometimes it's spoken of as the kingdom of the heavens.
有时候圣经说天国。
Also, it's spoken of as the kingdom of the sun.
或者说是子的国，神爱子的国。
Or the kingdom of the Father and the Son.
或者是父，天上的父的跟子的国。
But what is this kingdom?
这个国度是什么呢？
You know, if you have a king and the king rules, then the character of the king will be seen in his kingdom.
你知道如果有一个王，这个王掌权的，那么他掌权的国度呢，一定有这个王的一个性格的一个特征的。
If you have a very wise king, then you would expect that the kingdom will be ordered in a very wise way.
如果你有一个智慧的王呢，你就看见他的国度每一件事情都有很秩序，很有智慧的。
Our king is unique.
我们的王是很独特的。
There is nobody like Jesus.
是没有任何人像耶稣的。
There is no God like the God who is.
没有别神是像我们这一位神的。
The kingdom of God is going to be very different from the kingdom of any man.
神的国度跟人的国度是非常不同的。
And for us to enter that kingdom, we're going to have to understand what is the nature of this kingdom.
我们要进到这个国度，我们必须要认识这个国度的性质是怎样。
So we have to focus here, and we have to try and say, okay, I want to understand.
所以我们需要集中专注说我要去认识。
And maybe something that's very great, something that's really worthwhile,You can't just grasp it in a moment.
但是呢，有一些时候，有一些事情是太伟大了，我们不能够用一段的很短的时间就能够把它完全的掌握。
It may take a little work for you to understand.
可能需要你花一点功夫去叫你能够真的明白的。
But if you want to understand,
但是如果你真的想去明白呢？
Then the scripture promises that the Lord is willing to teach.
圣经应许我们说主是很乐意去教导我们的。
So I'm going to write something on the board to help us understand.
所以我现在要在白板上面写一些字，画一些东西，叫帮助你们能够去明白。
Jonathan had no warning of this.
我没有得到之前的警告。
Now and not yet.
现在和现在，但是呢，还没有完全的成就。
Okay.So let us first think about the not yet. What does that mean?
好，我们现在来看看，还没有来到这个意思。我先这边。
Okay. This morning we talked about the Lord Jesus standing before the Sanhedrin and saying, You shall see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven.
今天早上我们讲过，耶稣当天站在公会面前，他说，人子要驾着云彩降临。
He shall come.
他要来
and the one who comes will be King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
这一位要来的是万王之王，万主之主。
That is the end of this world's history.
那个时候就是今天世上的历史的结局。
The day comes when our history will be suddenly interrupted by the coming of the Lord Jesus.
当他来的时候，我们现在所有的历史都要完全的被打叉，被他的历史实现了。
And he is not coming, as some people imagine, you know, that he is going to be born as a baby again.
他这一次要来的时候呢，再不像他第一次来的时候，好像一个婴孩一样。
No, no, no. He is coming to judge.
不是这样的，乃是他要来呢，来审判。
He is coming to rule.
他要来掌权
and he is coming to gather together his elect to himself.
他来要召聚他的选民。
You can see this is good news and this is bad news.
所以你看见这个是个好消息，也是个非常坏的消息。
He is coming to judge.
因为他来要审判。
The king is coming.
这个王要来。
It's the return of the king.
是王的回来
The true king.
是真实的真的君王
But he hasn't come yet.
但是他还没有来到
The kingdom is coming.
这个国度要来了正在来了
He shall reign.
他要掌权的。
He shall rule.
他要管理的。
His will be done.
他的旨意要成就的。
Every knee will bow.
每一个膝盖都要跪下来的。
Every knee will bow.
每一个膝盖都要跪下来的。
Even Satan will bow.
甚至撒旦也要跪下来的。
There will be no choice any longer.
再从那时候再没有选择的机会。
You may rebel against God now.
你可以今天向神是背叛的。
But on that day, you will bow.
但当那个日子呢，你一定会跪在地上的。
So this is the promise of the scripture.
这个是圣经的应许。
And this is the hope of the believers.
这是信徒的盼望。
This evil world will not continue.
这个邪恶的世代世界不会继续的。
Injustice will not continue.
那些不好的，那些不公义的不会继续，那些公义的会开始继续。
The pain and the suffering and the sorrow and the tears will not continue. He will come.
那些眼泪，那些痛苦不会继续，他的旨意会成就。
But he hasn't come yet.
但是还没有来到。
So when we think of that future day,
所以当我们讲到这将来的那一天，
the will of God will be done in all the earth.
神的旨意会在全地里头成就。
Everywhere.
任何的地方。
All will be subject to him.
完全所有的事情，所有的东西都要完全向他顺服的。
He will rule here.
他要在这里掌权。
And all the universe will be subject to him.
全宇宙都要顺服他。
And then he will begin to fulfill all his eternal will.
并且他要成就满足他永恒的旨意。
No more rebellion.
再没有叛逆了。
Only him.
只有他。
Reigning.
掌权。
Glorious.
很荣耀的。
Wonderful.
很奇妙的。
There's no possible greater joy than that he should reign and that we should be his children, subject to him.
没有其他任何可能性的比起他完全的掌权，他的孩子属于他的人是属于他，在他的同在里头更美好。
But when he reigns,
但是当他掌权的时候，
it will be a very different government from anything the world has ever known.
就会跟世界上所有的掌权的有一个非常不同的管理。
And in fact, for him to fulfill all his heart's desire, he has to actually recreate the entire universe.
他要成就他心里头所要的旨意呢，他就要把整个都翻新了，重新再创造一遍。
A world like this will never do.
好像这里的这个世界是完全不能够成就他的心意。
This whole universe will be gone.
这个整个宇宙都要废去了。
And there'll be a new heavens and a new earth.
乃是有一个新的天，新的地。
And the description of it is all things new.
那个描述就是一切都更新了。
So even when we think about the Lord Jesus coming, we are not thinking about a small change, but we're thinking about the most radical huge change, because this is the King of Kings who is coming.
所以当我们讲到主耶稣再来带给我们的改变的时候呢，这个不是个小小一点点的改变，乃是个极大的很厉害的改变，因为是主耶稣来，他要把神的旨意带到地上。
So if God is ruling,
所以当神是掌权的时候，
if Christ is King,
当基督真的做王的时候，
then we have the kingdom of God.
我们就有神的国度了。
The kingdom of God is where he reigns.
神的国度就是他掌权的地方。
So the scripture says the kingdom is coming.
所以圣经说天国，神的国到了。
Not yet.
近了。
But it's coming.
天国近了，还没有完全到。
And we are looking for that day.
我们就 期望着这一天。
And if we turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15,
我们翻到哥林多前书十五章。
And here, Paul is speaking about that day.
这里保罗讲到这一天。
And he says in verse 50,
在五十节。
Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
在哥林多前书十五章五十节说，弟兄们，我告诉你们说，血肉之体不能承受神的国。
Nor does corruption inherit incorruption.
必朽坏的不能承受不朽坏的。
Now, if you inherit something, you have a right to it. It's yours.
如果你承受一些东西，就是说你对这个东西有权的，你能够承受。
So what he's saying here is flesh and blood has no right to the kingdom.
所以就是说，血肉之体就没有对这个神的国度是没有权利的，没有权。
And corruption has no right to it either.
必朽坏的对这个没有权利的。
So Paul says, when that day comes,
保罗说当那一天来的时候，
those who are alive at that time,
那在那个时候，
shall be changed.
在那个时候还是活着的人，他们要被改变。
He says, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye,
就是霎时之间，
at the last trumpet,
在末次号筒吹响的时候，
the trumpet will sound,
硬号筒要响，
the dead will be raised,incorruptible.
使人要复活，成为不朽坏的。
And we shall be changed.
我们也要改变。
That's quite a day to look forward to.
这是怎样的一天，我们去期待着呢？
But note this.
但是要注意。
Flesh and blood does not inherit the kingdom of God.
血肉之体不能承受神的国。
What are you?
你是什么呢？
Flesh and blood.
你是血肉之体的。
Corruption does not inherit incorruption.
必朽坏的不能承受不朽坏的。
What are you?
你是什么呢？
Corruption.
你是朽坏的。
We somehow think,
我们有时候这样想。
So many people think like this.
很多人这样想。
They say, when I die,
当我死的时候呢，
I'm going to go to heaven.
我不是 I'm not going.
I'm going to go.
我是会去天堂的。
It's like going to a holiday camp.
好像我要去一个假期的去度假。
I'll just move in.
我就这样去了。
And it'll be all the things that I like will be there.
我现在所喜欢的许多东西在那里也有的。
Flesh and blood does not inherit.
听清楚，血肉之体不能承受神的国。
Corruption does not inherit.
必朽坏的不能承受不朽坏的。
This is speaking about that last day.
这个是讲到那最后的一天。
But what is true of the kingdom of God is always true of the kingdom of God.
但是呢，在神的国里头是真实的，在神的国里头永远都是真实。
So now we turn to the other word.
我们现在看另外一个字。
Now,
现今现在。
The kingdom of God is now.
现在就是神的国的时候。
Didn't we hear the Lord Jesus say, the kingdom is at hand, you could almost reach out and touch it?
你不记得耶稣说天国近了，就是很近的，你的手可以触摸的。
He said the time is fulfilled, it is now.
他说热情满足了，天国近了，现在就是。
The kingdom is now.
天国就是现在。
And he calls us to enter the kingdom of God.
他呼召我们进入天国。
But haven't we got a problem?
那么我们是不是有一个困难问题呢？
How can I enter the kingdom of God?
我怎能够进到神的国度呢？
Flesh and blood.
血肉之体。
Corruption.
朽坏的。
How can I enter the kingdom?
我怎能够进入国度呢？
Is it a simple thing?
是不是简单的事呢？
Do I just change my religion?
我现在是不是要改变我的宗教呢？
You know, before I became a Christian, I thought that's how you became a Christian. You just change sides on the argument.
就是以前我没有信主的时候，或者很多人这样说，我没有信主之前，我就跟信主之后呢，好像很多人想到宗教就是这样，我只是把我的讲法改变我的立场。
You know, Christians say these things, I'll start to say those things.
基督徒这样讲这些讲法的，我现在开始这样讲了。
Is that what a Christian is?
是不是这样就是个基督徒呢？
Is a Christian a person who believes this, 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 and this?
是不是基督徒就是一个人他相信这个这个这个这个呢？
No.
不是的。
It's not a matter of teaching.
不是一个什么的教导的问题。
We are called to enter the kingdom of God.
我们是被呼召进入。
We are called.To come under His government. We are invited to that place where He rules in us. But we have a problem. How can we? How is it possible? Flesh and blood cannot enter. Corruption, the door is slammed in the face.
面对是这个关上的门。
Why? How then can there be now?
所以那个现今怎么能够真的是在现今呢？
When he comes,
当他来的时候，
he will reign.
他要掌权。
Every knee will bow.
每一个膝盖都要跪的。
You will have no choice.
你没有选择权的那一天。
You cannot choose to bow when you can no longer stand.
你不是能够选择说你可以跪或者不跪，因为你根本就不能够再站起来，你一定要跪。
But now,
但是现在呢？
The Lord is looking. He is looking for those who will willingly bow.
主是在看，看那些真的愿意跪拜的。
And for those who will willingly come under His government.
看那些真的愿意来到他的掌权底下。
For those who will willingly enter his kingdom.
看那些甘愿进到他的国度的人。
He has said he will do something.
因为他说他要做一些事情。
Let us try and understand.
让我们来去。
Let's go to John chapter 3.
我们来看约翰福音第三章。
And we know this, we're familiar with this passage, many of us.
我们很多人都熟悉这一段的经文。
But there was this man named Nicodemus who came to Jesus one night.
这里有一个人叫尼哥底母，有一天晚上他来到耶稣面前。
Nicodemus was a very good man.
尼哥底母是个非常好的人。
He was a humble man.
他是个很谦卑的人。
He was a righteous man.
他是个正义的人。
He was a diligent man.
他是个殷勤的人。
He was a studious man.
他是个勤力的人，很想学习。
He was a brave man.
他是个勇敢的人。
He is a man that would make many of us feel ashamed.
他是个人叫我们都感觉羞愧的。
He came to Jesus.
他来到耶稣那里。
And he said, Rabbi.
他说，夫子。
Teacher,
老师
we know that you have come from God because we've seen the miracles which you do. No man can do miracles like this apart from God.
我们知道你是由神那里来的，做师父的，因为你所行的神迹，若没有神同在，无人能行。
That's quite a confession from Nicodemus.
尼哥底母能够这样说，真的是个不简单的一个任性，这个承认呢。
We know you're from God.
我们知道你是从神那里来的。
We can see God working in you.
我们能够看见神在你身上有工作的。
We can see that you are doing the work of God.
我们知道看见你是在做神的工。
And Jesus said, Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again,He cannot see the kingdom of God.
耶稣回答说，我实实在在地告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
Now, did Jesus change the subject?
主耶稣有没有改变那个话题呢？
No.
没有。
Nicodemus said, I can see the kingdom of God.
尼哥底母说，我能够看见神的国。
I can see the signs that you are performing.
我能够看见你所行的神迹。
I can see God ruling. I can see God working.
我看见神的掌权，我看见神的工作。
I can see it with my eyes.
我能够用我的肉眼去看见。
I can calculate it. I can work it out. I can identify it.
我能够计算，能够 想出来能够认识了。
Jesus said, "No, you cannot."
主耶稣说，不能，你不能够。
You cannot see what God is doing.
你不能够用肉眼就能够看见神所做的。
You have seen the signs.
你是看见神迹。
You've seen the miracles.
你看见神迹所表达的那个方向。
But you haven't seen the work of God.
但是你没有看见神的工作。
And unless you're born again, you won't see it.
因为除非你真的重生, 否则你一定不能够看见。
And Nicodemus reacted, you know.
尼哥底母最有反应呢, 你看见。
What are you talking about?
他讲什么呢?
Born? I can't be born again.
生下来, 我能够再一次生下来吗?
You know, life is a one-way trip.
你知道生命, 生命就是一条路的单程的向往前的路。
What is this?
他所讲是什么呢?
Now, Jesus didn't apologize.
主耶稣不需要道歉。
He never had to apologize.
他从来不需要道歉。
Ever.
没有。
For anything.
没有为任何的事情他需要道歉。
Jesus said, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God."
主耶稣又说了，我实实在在的告诉你， 人若不是从水和圣灵生的， 就不能进神的国。
No, it is not just a matter of seeing, but also entering.
这里讲的不单只是真的看见, 并只是要真的进入。
Of course, if you don't see, how can you enter?
当然，如果你没有真实的看见, 你怎能够真实的进入呢？
But once you see, you'll want to enter.
但是当你真的看见的时候, 你就很想去进入。
But unless you're born again, you can't.
但是除非你重生, 你就不能。
He said the first time, born again.
他这里第一次讲到重生。
Nicodemus said, "I don't know. What are you talking about?"
尼哥底母就说, 我不明白你是讲什么。
So Jesus made it clearer.
然后主耶稣再清楚一点再讲。
Unless you're born of water and of the Spirit.
说人若不是从水和圣灵生的。
Now we look at that and say, that's not making it clearer.
我们读的时候我们就觉得主耶稣你再这样讲我们还是不清楚啊。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢?
But Jesus expected Nicodemus to know.
但是主耶稣期望尼哥底母是明白的。
And he said to him later, "Are you a teacher of Israel and you don't know this?"
主耶稣就说你是以色列的师父，你怎么不能明白这个呢?
Why would Nicodemus? Why should Nicodemus have known it?
尼哥底母为什么应该能够明白呢?
Very simple.
很简单。
It's in the scripture.
因为在圣经里头。
This the prophets have spoken of this.
因为先知曾经讲过这个。
Where did the prophets speak of this?
先知在那里讲到呢。
We go back into Ezekiel.
我们回到旧约以西结书。
And chapter 36.
36章。
Now what we are reading in Ezekiel is a prophecy concerning Israel, which is not yet.
我们要读到的就是有关以色列人的预言，但是呢，是关于他们还没有实现，那个预言还没有来到的。
This hasn't happened yet.
现在还没有发生的。
It hasn't happened to Israel.
还没有发生在以色列人身上的。
But it has happened to the Gentiles.
但是已经发生在外邦人了。
And all of us here who've been born again know that this has happened to us.
在我们中间所有已经重生的人已经在做这个发生在我们身上。
So in verse 24,
在36章,
he says of Israel, "I will take you from among the nations and gather you out of all countries and bring you into your own land."
24节, 我必从各国修取你们, 从列邦聚集你们,
"Then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols."
我必用清水洒在你们身上，你们就洁净了。我要洁净你们，使你们脱离一切的污秽。
"I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh."
我也要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心。
I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them.
我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。
I would say that if this happened to somebody, that person has been born again.
我要说这些的事情如果发生在一个人的身上，这个人就是得着重生了。
What is their old life?
那个旧有的生命是什么呢？
Filthiness.
是污秽。
Corruption.
是朽坏。
Idolatry.
是拜偶像的。
But he said, I will sprinkle clean water upon you and you shall be clean.
那这里说，我要用清水洒在你们身上，你们就洁净了。
And when you're about to say, but I'm not very dirty.
但是你说，我不是很肮脏吗？
He says, I will cleanse you from all your filthiness.
你说我不是很肮脏吗？但是他说，我要把用清水洗掉你的肮脏。
And from all of your idols.
去掉一切的偶像。
Do you see yourself here?
你有没有在这里看见你自己呢？
What about you?Are you clean?
你是洁净了吗？
Or are you still unclean?
还是你还是不洁净？
He says, I will cleanse you.
他说我要洁净你。
And if God says, you shall be clean, you shall be clean.
如果主说你要得洁净，那么你就得洁净。
And he says, I'll put a new heart within you.
并且他说我要赐给你们你一个新的心。
And look at this, a new spirit in you.
并且一个心灵放在你里面。
And I will take that heart that you've got now, which is like a lump of rock, out of you, and I will give you a real one.
我要从你们的肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心。
And once you've got a real heart,You'll really live.
当你得着这个新的心，你就真的活过来了。
And I'll put my spirit within you.
我要把我的灵放在你里头。
This is new birth.
这是新的生。
Unless a man is born of water and of the spirit, he shall not enter the kingdom of heaven.
如果一个人没有不是从水和圣灵生的，他就不能够进神的国。
So this is the beginning.
所以呢，这个是开始。
And you can see he has answered the need.
所以他是回应了那个需要。
What was the need?
是什么需要呢？
Flesh and blood shall not inherit.
属肉体的不能够承受神的国。
I will give you a new spirit.
我要把一个新的灵给你。
I will put my spirit within you.
我要把我的灵放在你里头。
Your spirit.
And
the Holy Spirit
和圣灵
joined in one.
你的灵跟圣灵是合而为一的。
Corruption.
朽坏。
What corruption?
什么朽坏呢？
I have been cleansed.
我已经被洁净了。
I am clean.
我已经是干净了。
I am washed.
我是被洗净了。
This is the new birth.
这是新生。
This, you've heard the expression,You must be born again.
你听到这个话说，你必须重生。
This is what it means.
就是这个意思。
The forgiveness of all your sins.
是对你一切的罪都赦免你了。
But not just the forgiveness.
但是不单只赦免你的罪。
Also to be washed from all your sins.
并且是所有罪都被洁净了，洗净了。
Oh, if your sins were simply forgiven.
如果你的罪只是被赦免。
That would not be enough.
这不足够的。
But to be all washed away.
如果所有都被洗去的。
So you look, when we look at you, we can't see. Where was that sin? It's gone.
我们在看着你呢，就看不见有罪了，就都走了，都除掉了。
You've been made holy in His sight.
你是在他眼中被做成是完整的。
Your life started again.
你的生命是再开始的,
and a completely different life.
是完全的一个不同的生命,
a totally new life.
是完全新的生命,
an eternal life.
是永恒的生命,
a life which is spirit.
是一个属灵的生命,
Jesus said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh.
主耶稣说, 凭肉生生的还是肉生,
flesh and blood shall not inherit the kingdom.
血肉肢体不能承受神的国,
that which is born of the Spirit is Spirit.
从灵生的就是灵,
God is Spirit.
神是灵,
you want to have fellowship with God?
你要跟神有相交吗?
You want to know God?
你要认识神吗?
You want to hear God?
你要听见神吗?
Only by the Spirit.
只能够通过灵,
but in new birth,
在里头,
your Spirit will live.
在你的心生里头呢, 你的灵要活过来,
and the Holy Spirit Himself will dwell in you.
圣灵他自己要住在你的灵里头,
and He will say, you are mine.
然后说, 你是属于我的,
you are mine forever.
你是永远属于我的,
oh, that's a wonderful thing.
这是个很美好奇妙的事,
that means He's committed to you.
这个就是说他向你委身。
You know, when I held my daughter for the first time,
你知道当我抱住我的女儿第一次抱她的时候,
she's 2 hours old.
她是两个小时这么, 她的年纪是两个小时。
And I said to her, you are mine.
我跟她说, 你是属于我的,
I am committed to you.
我是向你委身的,
I will care for you.
我会关心你的,
I will die for you.
我甚至愿意为你死的,
because you are mine.
因为你是我的,
not mine to possess,
不是我去拥有的, 你呢,
but mine to care for.
那是我的给我去关心去爱护的,
mine to love,
给我去爱的,
mine to nurture,
给我去, 养育的,
mine to guide,
给我去引导的,
and mine to rejoice in,
给我去因此的喜悦的。
Your Father is no different.
做父亲也, 你做父亲也是一样,
except that His love is perfect.
我们的父也是一样, 但是呢, 他的爱是完美的,
and eternal,
并且我们天父的爱是永恒的,
and He has all wisdom,
他有所有的智慧,
and He knows all about you,
他也完全地认识你,
and there is nothing hidden from His sight,
没有任何的东西能够在他眼前隐藏,
and there is nothing He cannot do,
没有任何的事他不能够做的。
This is the new birth.
这是新生,
it's to become His child.
就成为他的孩子了。
It is to be loved by Him.
是被他爱的。
It is to come under His government.
是来到他的掌权的底下。
Oh dear.
是这么的亲爱。
I like new birth.
我喜欢新生。
I like forgiveness.
我爱。 饶恕,
I like Him to care for me.
我爱他关心我,
but do I have to obey Him?
但是我真的需要去顺服他吗?
Is that not our thought?
这是不是我们的思想呢?
You know, if I asked you, does God love you?
如果我问你, 神是不是爱你?
Many of you would immediately say yes.
你们很多人都说, 很立刻说,
and if I asked you, will you obey Him in everything?
但是我如果问你,
will you submit every part of your life to His kingship?
你把你的生命任何的一部分都服从在他的掌权完全底下吗?
Many of us would hesitate.
有很多人,
unless we are born again, we cannot what?
除非我们重生,
we cannot enter the kingdom. Through new birth, we do what?
通过新生,
we enter the kingdom. That's now. This is the kingdom of God.
这就是神的国。
This is now.
这是现在。
Do you want to have something to do with the Lord Jesus?
你想跟主耶稣有一些关联吗？
Do you want the Lord Jesus to bless your life?
你要主耶稣来祝福你的人生吗？
Then you must enter his kingdom.
那么你必须进入他的国。
You must come under his headship.
你必须进到他的掌权底下。
You must yield your life to him.
你必须把你的一生交给他。
You must put your trust in him.
你必须把信任投靠他。
You must sit at his feet and learn from him.
你必须要坐在他脚前来学。
How many people say to Jesus,
有多少的人跟主耶稣说，
We love your blessing.
我们很爱你的祝福。
We are grateful.
我们也很感恩。
For your forgiveness.
对你的宽恕饶恕我们很感恩。
But we don't want to spend any time with you.
但是我不想跟你花什么的时间。
We don't care to keep company with you.
我们也不关心说要跟你同行。
We don't care to learn from you.
我们也不关心去在从你身上学习。
The kingdom of God is wonderful.
神的国是很美好奇妙的。
Because the king is wonderful.
因为我们的王是奇妙的。
I so much enjoyed that first hymn we sung.
我很喜欢我们第一首的诗歌。
He is wonderful.
他是奇妙的。
And the kingdom is now.
并且这个国度是现在的。
For those who will willingly bow to him.
对那些甘愿的甘心的向他跪拜的人。
When we listen to the teaching of the Lord Jesus.
当我们听到主耶稣的教导的时候。
In Matthew chapter 7.
在马太福音第七章。
Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章。
The Lord Jesus in these chapters is speaking about the kingdom of God.
主耶稣在这里是讲到神的国度。
Everything's different in his kingdom.
在他的国度里头每一件事情都是不同的。
This is a kingdom that gives, it doesn't grasp.
这是一个施予不是去抓的一个国度。
This is a kingdom that loves and doesn't hate.
这是一个爱而不是憎恨的国度。
This is a kingdom that is merciful.
这个国度里头是有怜悯的。
And when the Lord Jesus speaks about this, he says, look around you.
当主耶稣讲到这个的时候，他就说，你们看看你们的周围。
Why are you so much taken up with the thoughts about your life?
为什么你为现在的生活有这么多的忧虑呢？
Why do you worry about your life?
为什么你为你的人生这么多的担忧呢？
What you will eat, what you will drink, what clothes you're going to wear.
吃什么，喝什么，穿什么衣服。
And it's kind of like Jesus is laughing at them.
好像主耶稣是在嘲笑他们。
Why are you worrying about this?
为什么忧虑这些东西呢？
Don't you understand?
你们还没有明白过来吗？
Your father?
你们的父。
Don't you think he knows about this?
你不知道他是知道这个事情吗？
That's not what matters most.
这些东西是不重要的。
That's not what you need to worry about.
这些事情不是你需要去忧虑的。
What did Jesus tell them to do?
主耶稣叫他们做什么呢？
Verse 33.
33节。
Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
你们要先求他的国和他的义。
Now there's two very important words there.
在这里有两个非常重要的字。
I will write them on the board.
我要把它写在白板上。
We will write them on the board.
我们要把它写在白板上。
Do you listen to Jesus?
你们 有没有听主耶稣呢？
Jesus is speaking.
主耶稣正在说。
He's speaking to his disciples.
他是跟他的门徒说。
Disciples are the ones who are wearing the L plate.
门徒就是那些人在前面挂着一个学字牌的。
They're learners.
他们是学习的人。
And they're listening to him.
他们是听他的。
What did he tell them to do?
他是跟他们说什么，叫他们做什么呢？
Seek.
是求。
That's the first thing.
是寻求，是第一个事情。
Look for the kingdom.
是先求神的国。
You know, if you got some children and they're playing hide and seek.
如果你有一些孩子，他们是玩这个捉迷藏。
You can tell who's in the game, can't you?
你就能够知道他们是怎样在游戏里头，是谁在游戏里头。
And who's just watching?
谁是在看这个游戏？
Because the ones that are playing, they're looking everywhere.
因为在玩这个捉迷藏的人呢，他们是在到处来看的。
And the others are just standing and looking.
其他人在旁边就观望了，看他们玩。
Some are seeking, some are not.
有一些人正 在寻求寻找，有一些人在观望。
Jesus said seek.
主耶稣说求寻求。
That is something you do.
就是一些东西你要去做的。
You intend to do it, you're actively doing it.
你是很主动很活跃的，积极的去进行去做的。
It's not just something in the background.
不是有一些东西在你的背景背后。
But you are doing this.
乃是你现在是去做的。
Seek.
求寻求。
And if I asked you, what are you doing?
如果我今天问你，你正在做什么？
You'd say, I'm seeking.
我是寻求。
It's an active thing.
是个积极的动作。
Jesus said, do this.
主耶稣说，这样去做。
That's the first thing.
这个是先第一件事情。
And the second thing is first.
第二件事情呢，也是先。
Seek first.
是先求。
The kingdom.
先求神的国。
This before all else.
这个要在所有其他的事都是优先的。
Before what else?
比较起什么其他事情
？Food, clothing,
食物、衣服
，that sort of thing.
这些的东西。
Before everything else.
在所有的东西之前。
Seek the kingdom of God.
先求神的国。
Now the kingdom of God is not hidden.
神的国不是隐藏的。
Not like as if God is making it hard for you in that way.
好像说神是特意把它弄得很隐藏，叫你很困难的去找。
But it means that you are wanting the Lord to be the Lord of every part of your life, and you're seeking for that.
他讲叫我们去先求，乃是叫我们真的把这个求神的国，寻求神的国，成为你生命中最重要的先的事。
Seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
先求他的国和神他的义。
That is what is right in his eyes.
就是寻求那些在他眼中看为正、为义、为对的事。
So every part of your life, you're wanting to bring to him and wanting him to order it and have authority in it.
所以在你生命里头每一个部分，你都要愿意带到主跟前，求他的国，让他掌权。让他来矫正。
So what does our life look like?
我们的生命是好像什么呢？
This is our life. Okay.
这是代表我们的人生。
And in our life, we've got all these things here. We've got our work.
在我们一生里头，有一部分是工作。
And we've got our family.
我们的家庭。
And we've got our fun.
我们有我们的开心的游戏。
And we've got our friends.
我们有我们的朋友。
What else? Yeah. We've got our body.
We
spend a bit of time looking after that. And forgot one thing. We've got the church. So this is our life.
We've
got all these different areas and different responsibilities and different things we've got to do, and we're so busy and we don't know what to do. And so the Lord comes along and says, seek first the kingdom. And you say, what? I've got to put another bit in? What does it mean to seek first the kingdom of God if our life is like this?
先求神的国是什么意思呢? 如果我们的生命, 我们的生活是这个样子的时候,
we've still got our bodies, we've got to look after them, we've got to eat, we've got to sleep. We've got our family responsibilities, we've got our work. What are we going to do? You know what to do, don't you? What am I going to do? No. We have only one life. And all of it is under one authority. Seek first the kingdom of God. That is the teaching of Jesus.
这是耶稣的教导。
Do you accept it or do you reject it?
你要接纳接受这个还是要拒绝这个?
You know, this morning we talked about vision.
今天早上我们讲到意象。
The first thing is we do need vision.
首先我们真的需要意象。
We need to see that Jesus is the Lord and He is coming.
我们要看见 耶稣是主，并且他要再来。
And He is good.
并且他是美好的。
And He has given Himself for us.
他已经把自己给了我们。
He has died to wash away our sins.
他已经为洗去我们的罪死了。
And He's risen to give us another life.
他已经复活，要给我们一个新的生命。
We need this vision.
我们需要这个意象。
But then we have to respond to that vision.
然后我们需要对这个意象有回应。
And how do we respond?
我们怎样去回应呢?
We need to actively intend to walk in a certain direction.
我们需要积极的, 需要很清楚有一个目标, 向着这个目标去走的。
So the first word was vision.
所以第一个字就是意象。
But the second word is intention.
第二个字就是你定义。
What is your intention?
你的定义是什么呢?
Now I ask you, you don't have to do this right now, but let me make a point.
我要问你,但是你不需要现在就做。
I could ask you,
我可以这样问你,
on the back of your workbook,
在你的这个银刊的后面,
to write in large, clear letters, I'm not telling you to do this, just listen.
现在不要做,就听我这样讲。
To write in large, clear letters, I intend to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
用很清楚的字写上，我定义先求神的国和他的义，在这个银刊的后面，不要现在做。
And when you've done that,
当你有机会这样做的时候
，then you show it to your family，
然后你就把你所写上的给你的家人来看
，to your best friend，
给你最好的朋友看
，to the person who sits next to you for breakfast，
给你坐在你旁边吃早饭的人看。
I have a clear, stated, open intention。
我已经有一个很清楚讲出来的定义。
I am going to seek the kingdom in every part of my life.
我要在我生活、人生每一个部分都先求神的国。
Are you with us in this?
你是不是孩子跟着我，我们一起来交通呢？
Do you see the point?
你有没有看见这一点呢？
We can talk and talk and talk.
我们可以讲讲讲。
But unless you intend to do something, you're not going to do it.
除非你是定义去真的去做一些事情，否则你不会做的。
And don't wait for God to force you. He won't.
不要等待神去强逼你，他会不会这样做的。
He is looking for the willing heart.
他是要寻找那些甘心的人。
You may be very afraid.
你可能感觉很惧怕。
But you can still be willing.
但是你仍旧在惧怕里头，你也可以去愿意的。
You might not know what tomorrow holds.
你可能不知道明天会发生什么事。
But if you know who holds tomorrow, it doesn't matter.
但是如果你知道是谁掌管明天，这个你所不知道就不重要了。
If we begin with vision.
我们是从意向这个看见开始的。
But the next thing is intention.
第二个呢，就是定义。
How are you choosing to live?
你要选择怎样去生活呢？活下去。
What is your life?
你的人生是怎样
？And what is it going to be in 6 months' time?
六个月之后，你要怎你会变成怎样呢
？Have you chosen him?
你有没有？拣选他。
Have you decided to follow him?
你有没有决定去跟从他
？Have you made up your mind?
你有没有下定决心
？This is what the Lord wants.
这就是神所要的。
He wants you to clearly choose him.
他要你很清清楚楚的拣选他。
So let us just little bit of revision, and we.
所以让我们有一点简单的温习。
The kingdom.Has not yet come.
这个国度还没有来到，完全来到。
But it shall come.
但是将会完全实现来到。
But the kingdom is now.
但是这个国度呢？
And the
是现在的。
And the issue is in your heart.
这个国度的焦点呢，是在你的心里头。
In the world, Satan reigns.
在整个世界里头，撒旦是掌权的。
But who reigns in your heart?
但是问题是，焦点是谁在你心里头有主权，谁掌管你的心。
Because if the Lord Jesus Christ has authority in your life, and if you are listening to him, and learning from him, and obeying him, then the kingdom of God has come.
如果主耶稣在你生命里头有主权，他是掌权的，你是有心去在他跟前学习的，你要跟从他的，你愿意把自己的主权交给他的，这样神的国在你那里就开始。
Seek first the kingdom of God.
先求神的国。
Father, we pray that we would be those that honor your Son through our obedience.
帮我们祷告说，我们成为我们是那一般人，是用顺服你来尊荣你的爱子的。
We don't want to be those.
我们不要做那一些人。
We don't want to be those that blaspheme His name by our disobedience.
那些人用不顺从来亵渎神的名的。
And we don't want to be deceived.By the passing glory of this world.
我们也不要让这个要过去的荣耀，在世界上要过去的荣耀来被欺骗。
Lord, give us vision.
主啊，赐给我们异象。
Let us see the unseen.
给我们能够看见那个眼睛看不见的。
And let us have the grace to make up our minds, to set our course, to choose to follow Him.
主啊，给我们恩典，以致我们能够下定决心，很清楚的定义要走你要我们走的路。
Lord, we want to be seekers, not watchers.
主，我们愿意成为寻求、寻找的人，不是观望的人。
And we want to be those in whom you are glorified.
我们愿意成为那些人，在这些人身上，你能够得着荣耀。
So we pray, Lord, that you would work amongst us.
主，我们祷告说，你在我们身上工作。
And give us the boldness even to talk to one another about these things.
给我们胆量。甚至跟我们周围的人去讲这一个。
Don't let your word slip away from us.
不要让你的话语从我们身上漏走了。
We ask in Jesus' precious name.
我们奉主耶稣宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.